I went to the Mother's Hospital to do my midwifery training to become a state registered nurse. Now, in those days, midwifery training was divided into two parts. First part was in hospital. Second part was out on the district. Now, the value to many people, other nurses coming in, was that the Salvation Army was a two-part training school, whereas many of them, you had to go to one hospital for part one, and then you went to another one. Like a friend of mine, I can't think where she did a part one, but I know she came to the South London Hospital for Women to do her part two, because part two was on the district. But the Salvation Army, from the Mother's Hospital, had six district homes where the students went with a midwife, and they were on call then to learn how to deliver on the district. And so we got a part one examination, which was theoretical, and a part two examination that was practical on the district. And with both of those satisfactorily through the Central Midwives Board, then we got our state certificate, state certified midwife. I didn't stay on to do midwifery. I didn't like it particularly, because to me, delivery of babies is not an illness. It's a fact of life. And no, it was nice. It was interesting. And I did quite enjoy it. And we were all quite good buddies, because, of course, we lived in again, you see. And we had fun. My first experience. Yes, I do, actually. We had to write an essay on it. And it was really nothing to do with the Mother's Hospital. It was the miracle of life. I don't know if you've ever seen a baby born. That is a miracle. And that is something I took with me again when I went back into general nursing as a ward sister. Because doctors would say to wives, I had mostly a male ward, but doctors would say, only a miracle can save him now. Goodbye. You know, they'd go out and they'd, wiping the eyes of the wife, they'd say, sister, do you believe in miracles? And I always said to them, have you seen a baby born?